believe in click it or tick it?
Yo, microphone check, 1, 2, what is this? The 5 foot assassin with the roughneck business.
And thank God our microphones are indeed checked. Hello and welcome to Click It or Tick It. Yeah. I am Peter Mugino.
5 foot assassin over here, Glenn Marshall.
5 foot assassin, F-bomb assassin, yes. If you will.
Yeah, that's true.
It's true.
We've gotten complaints that I say the F word too much.
It's true. Just a tad too much. Or maybe not enough.
Yeah. So I
maybe you're just in the middle somewhere where it's not quite offensive and not
so
quite.
I think I'm gonna have to kick it up a notch to assume my true bad guy persona, Farty Krang.
Farty Krang?
Because Krang is the bad guy in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, okay, okay.
So it's kind of like
a pink blob that lives inside a giant mixed with Artie Lang. Well, yeah. Inside a casing of Artie Lang.
Yeah, instead of like
cyborg
a huge,
Artie Lang.
Instead of that huge
yes.
ball dude, it'll be cyborg, yeah. And they'll have to be great, like some sort of air filtration and cleaning system, because I'll be fumigating the hell out of myself in there.
Well, here we are. Nick Schaefer is away this week. A good pal, Nick.
Yeah, he's in Atlanta. He's in hot Atlanta.
His favorite city in the world. Ask him about it. He'll tell you all about it.
Especially about the traffic.
Yeah, he likes the transportation.
He's a big fan.
Atlanta.
MARTA is his favorite transportation network.
He really likes it. It's a true story. We'll have to have him in sometime to talk about it.
Yeah, maybe one day he'll grace us with his presence back on the show here.
Speaking of gracing us with their presence, this is Ryan's kind of farewell cast. He's going to be resuming school at the University of Connecticut.
Maybe.
My alma mater.
I like when people on the radio say, like, and the thing about it playing in the National Football League, because they don't want to say NFL or this league, because they're trying to, like, draw out what they're saying because they don't have anything to say. I just saying I like that.
It's more an announce. I notice that more in announcing games than on radio. I don't really listen to much sports talk radio.
But the announcers on TV, like, they have to do that all the time.
The announcers, I find actually, well, I don't know why I said that. I do listen to a decent amount of sports talk radio. Not so much games on the radio.
Sports Radio 66, The Fan?
Oh, yes. I'm actually a big fan of The Fan.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a big fan of mine. Or I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah, I was going to say
that's
that.
That's what I meant. Without Nick here, I just lose all driving force. But we're dropping like flies here.
That sucks.
First Christian, then Nick, and now Ryan. Well, and Nick, the thing that upsets me is Nick's not here for Ryan's farewell cast.
I think that's the way he would have wanted it.
Yeah. Well, don't worry, Ryan. We'll tell him you went out the way you lived, wearing headphones.
It means nothing to me.
We will kill her so quick.
Yeah, who are we killing, Ryan? You got an idea in there?
Slugheads.
You want me to kill female slugheads? That's really what we're doing now, Ryan. That's where the cast is going?
I am an FBI agent.
You love that drop.
That is like your old standby.
You bring that in.
I'm going to label that as soon as you leave as like the Ryan Green Memorial.
Don't use.
Never use.
As soon as you leave, we're going to retire that drop.
You know you got to have one button that says never press.
And it's constantly flashing at you.
Exactly. We can make it do that, right, Ryan? There's a way.
Ryan, get on that. He's nodding, even though he has drops in front of him.
It's okay for you, dude.
Thank you.
Ryan, you can talk. This is your last hurrah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Ryan, this is all about you,
Give yourself a round of applause, Ryan. Ryan Green, everybody. Ryan effing.
Christian moved the drop.
Green.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Christian still leaving his mark. Bubbles works. Bubbles were our applause drop slash... It still is our drum roll. We still don't have a drum roll.
No, I prefer the bubble roll as...
Me too. I prefer bubble wrap. I mean bubble gum wrap. I prefer PC wrap that's about, like, brushing your teeth and, you know, proper hygiene and stuff.
Like that Dell song?
Yeah.
What was the name of that song?
Oh,
Wash Your Ass?
That was the chorus. I don't think it was called
Wash Your Ass, though.
I don't think it was called, like, Wash Your Ass, like, with Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
Maybe it was Brush Your Teeth. Brush Your Teeth.
I think it was, like, If You Must.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Or maybe you're, like, Or Else You'll Be Funky.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying the lyrics, like, sequentially. And saying it's, like, maybe it's this.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's probably it.
It's like, what's that Bon Jovi song? It's just, like, Johnny used to work on the docks. No, maybe it was Union People saying he's down on his luck. It's tough. I think it's called it's tough.
Hold on. Yeah, no, I don't know.
Remember the show Tough Enough?
No, what was that about?
Oh, it was a reality show for a while on MTV, I think it was. It was tryouts for the WWE.
It was, oh, you know what?
Hosted by Al Snow, the Andrew WK.
Oh, I remember that was
WWE.
On a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I did watch that.
Maven won.
I was a big fan of Al Snow.
Oh, who wasn't? What does everybody want? Head. What does everybody need? Head.
People say boys don't give good HED, but I do.
Well done.
Yeah, no, Al Snow, yeah, he had that like weird doll he called Head, and
it was like a mannequin, and it was weird because he became kind of like a rising cultural entity, if you can become that in wrestling. But he kind of, he was on the up and up, and like the fact that he had a mannequin, the Head, that was supposed to talk to him kind of like faded into obscurity because he became an actual personality. Because they realized that, I know this is going to be a shocker to everyone listening out there, Taz wasn't that charming. I know Taz from Red Hook, Brooklyn seemed like a really good personality to throw on the mic.
Wrestling times here, click it or ticket.
It is. It's wrestling times.
Well, we're so close to the WWE building.
We are. We are.
We are the youth of the nation.
Yes.
You said we are. We are.
Yeah, I know. I understood. P.O.D. Cast. Oh.
I see what you did there with the shitty wordplay.
We are really close to that building. It's kind of.
I know. It's about.
Maybe we like wrestling just as much as Hicks. Just because we grew up.
Well, we grew up with, it's like, oh, yeah, every time it used to be the WWF then, we'd drive, I mean, it's right on the border of Sanford and Darien, we'd drive by it all the time.
Oh, yeah, I used to live, like, in the shadow of it.
Yeah, my cousin actually lived right next to it, my cousin Rob. He lived in one of the apartment buildings that, like, was right up against it. So you'd see, like, every once in a while, I'd be at his house, and I was like...
You'd see Vince McMahon, clowning
an
intern.
Seven. Yeah, and, like, one of the lights would go on, you'd see Vince McMahon, like, double-teaming two dudes.
with a kendo stick. And
yeah,
I
know.
And barbed wire.
But he's also, like, lifting weights, too.
Yeah, and this is all, like, on a giant steel chair.
Yeah, no, but every once in a while, you'd see, like, some, like, lame wrestler, like, drive out, you know?
Yeah.
Their, like, their shitty, like, excursion.
Little-known fact, the entire foundation for that building is on steel chairs. Just like the WWE itself. The entire thing is supported by steel chairs.
Oh, I remember when I was a kid, there was this one wrestling match, and it was like, but it was, they were driving monster trucks on like the roof of some building. I don't know if you remember this, but then like.
I do not.
This might have been WCW. But I remember like one of the dudes got like driven off the building.
Was the ref like in a car too? Like, how does this work? Is he in a helicopter?
No,
like,
I think he was. Yeah, he was.
Do you have to pin the other car?
He was
can
in
you
a hovercraft.
The other car?
He was in a little. No.
A no DQ?
I don't remember what the.
It must have been
was.
A hardcore match because if it was outside, you could pin them anywhere. Unless they somehow modified it so that the ring was the actual roof of the building. I don't know. A lot of questions.
You know what that reminds me of? Because I was thinking about the actual like the monster trucks fighting. BattleBots, dude.
BattleBots was a solid show. In the fighting vein, yeah.
Are you serious? That was a great show.
Yeah.
What was wrong with that show? Like, name me one problem.
I had no problem with it. I just said
why did they take it off the air?
Because they needed one of those contestants to go work for Mythbusters. That's why.
It's true.
Which dude worked for the Asian guy?
Yeah.
Was he like the champion?
I don't know, but that's like where he got a start. He like was like a big time guy in BattleBots.
Joey. It was always that wedge design
Well, that was a different weight class. There were a bunch of different weight classes.
But the wedge.
Yeah. It was like a red and steel colored wedge.
There were many different wedges that reigned supreme.
Yeah.
El Toro.
Well, I was always a fan of the wedge that had like Biohazard. It was like a wedge
with the pick.
Yeah, it was like a rectangle. But yeah, but it had like wedges on all sides and it had like a big fucking like axe that could come out of the top of it. And then I remember there was one time where it went out in like one of the events, and if the dude like operating it forgot to switch on the axe, so it was just like a wedge and like a punching bag for the whole match. But it like still won, so it managed to push the dude into like the hammers. Yeah, Ryan, what are you doing here, Ryan? Ryan's fucking everything up. He's unplugging shit.
Yeah, I lost my mic there for a minute, but that's all right. I'm back,
okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, good. Now Ryan's mic's off. How does it feel, Ryan?
Awesome.
All right, good. Now turn your mic back off.
No.
Oh, man. So, Ryan, what does this disclaimer on your computer say?
Too much porn.
Okay.
Much porn here on Click It or Ticket.
I don't think there's such a thing.
Theater of the mind, Glenn. Theater of
the mind. Dude, I've been working too much to be able to beat off at like the pace I'd like to.
Really?
You know when you wake up, and I'm sure you've encountered this before, where it's like, all right, am I going to be on time to work?
Oh, it's a daily dilemma.
Yeah. Or am I going to beat off and then go to work?
And
you can. Here's the thing, though. You can never do both.
Well, judging from American Beauty, I feel like this is an ongoing struggle.
Because, no, like, I know that I'm going to be like I'm going to get in. I can't just. There's no such thing as, like, I'm going to just squeak this out really quickly. Like, if I start thinking, like, I have to get this done, kills the mood, and I'm not one to give up in the middle of a job.
It's weird for me.
It just makes it take longer for me.
Having to get it done makes me do it quicker. Which is kind of weird.
Motivation.
And it's happened in real life, too. When I'm saying putting it in practice, not...
I guess it's a good idea.
The finger.
Ew. Maybe...
The finger does help. Maybe if I... Expedite the process.
If I practiced in, you know, like, with myself, mm-hmm. then I could... I don't know why I'd want to speed it up with a lady, but...
Well, it's totally different.
Maybe if I was really tired, I'd just speed it up.
I find the one where you want to like speed it up and it's really tired. Those always seem to last the longest.
Yeah,
because it's low energy. Like your thrust,
that's
you're getting only about like 20 thrusts in a minute. You know.
So I mean, I've probably been late at least 20 to 30 days of work by like 10 or 15 minutes because I've been beating off.
Interesting.
Over the course of my like the last 3 years, I've been working.
See, I have to wake up early enough, otherwise it you know.
What do you mean?
If I have some extra time, like, it's kind of pathetic because it's like I wake up early and I have this extra time to get ready. And it's like, oh, I'll be on time today because, you know, I have, like, all this extra time. But then all gets devoted to trying to get it in there. Like, when I just kind of roll out of bed, that's, like, kind of low on my list of priorities. It's, like, coffee, like, kind of, like...
Are you serious?
It's, like, slap my dick twice, like, kind of grunt twice. I don't know, like mouthwash, get in the car.
I like open my eyes.
Ladies, don't act like you're not impressed.
I open my
and
eyes.
And I'm single, too.
And that's like the
amazing, I know.
That's the first thing I think about, usually. It's like, oh, God, am I going to have enough time to beat off here? It improves my day. I'm like in a much better mood. It's like maintenance for us, you know? Like, I mean,
it's true. In the morning, though, I feel like it's too much.
Yeah, it's always not necessary.
Because you're still shaking off like the repose of slumber.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like so it's just kind of like gets worked into dream world almost.
Yeah, the worst is when you beat off and then you're just like, oh, and you roll over and go back to sleep and you're like really late.
You know when you have like a banana or something when you wake up and then like you're hungry anyway, like mm-hmm. an hour later and it's like, well, why did I even eat? It's like, because you just woke up. Mm-hmm. I feel like it just falls in that same category.
And yet, like, though, after a certain time in the morning, it's like, why eat? Like, if I wake up after 10, I'm not going to be hungry. But
exactly.
Like 9 or 8, there's a little switch that gets flipped.
And I would say masturbation falls into that same category. But Glenn seems to feel differently.
No, I mean, what I really hate, and this is, like, more what I was talking about, it's just like, oh, like, I'm definitely in the mood to beat off. Like, I have to beat off in the morning. Like, this whatever said day we're talking about. And, like, I'm, like, all planning to do it, and then, like, I don't have time, and I'm like, shit. And I leave house knowing that, like, I needed to beat off, and then I'm, like, a little pissed off. Not about, like, that specifically, but I'm just a little worse of a mood that day.
Think of it this way. It's like you got a to-do list of everything you got to do before you got to get your day going, like, make your bed, make your breakfast.
You make your bed.
I used to. And then I gave up because I had to fit other things to my schedule.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever made my bed.
Like, when I approach the bed thing, it's like... I think about it. It's like, dude, how many fucking minutes of my life am I spending, like, every day? This is something
I'm giving an example, Glenn.
Every day you're going to make your bed? Why, so you can get into it later that night and fuck it up again and have to make it again? Why not just leave it fucked up and save yourself, like, the compiled, like, 2 weeks of your fucking life that you would have spent making your bed?
Another thing, and like, girls always, like, point out, it's like, way to, like, not make your bed. It's like, why does this matter to you?
And now this proves why I stopped making it.
Exactly. And that's why we never get laid and have to masturbate before we go to work every day.
Dude, even if I'm dating a chick, I feel like that doesn't affect my beating off regimen.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, for me at least, like the first like 2 weeks, whenever I'm dating someone, like I'm like, I don't need to. It's
yeah,
weird.
Yeah. But you're just kidding. Because
you're
yourself.
Like, yeah, because you're like all in love and crap and all that bullshit, and then reality comes back hard, and then you have to come hard.
Alone
in your bathroom.
Pete, this is getting a little cathartic here.
Yeah, a little too cathartic. And I normally like that.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, not everyone has like the balls to take their computer into the bathroom with them when they're taking a shower.
Whatever.
Dude, if I walked by my parents and I was like going to the bathroom with the computer and they were like, "What the fuck are you doing?" I'd be like, "Need to check my email." Now,
funny thing is, I actually do check my email and stuff, and that's like when I do it.
Yeah, but come on. I mean, they know what you're all about.
Well, they don't see me. I mean, my room is upstairs. There's just downstairs. It's more so the siblings that have to deal with it. I feel bad because, well, my brother has like addressed it, obviously, because Christian is like that. But like my sister is just quiet. I don't really, you know, we don't socialize that much. So I feel like I'm just going to be telling like a psychiatrist about that later. Sorry, Mary.
Well, at least you got it off your chest. You don't need to talk to a psychiatrist about it.
I never said why I wasn't. I don't always need the computer.
Really?
Oh, I'm theater of the mind, baby.
No, I know.
Why do you think
I do that,
a podcast?
But yeah, no, definitely.
I'm a natural.
I'm a big fan of like, because I feel like I'm getting addicted to the computer.
Oh yeah.
So I made a point to like wean myself off of it. You know, you ever do that now?
No, because I do it impromptu whenever.
Yeah, no, usually, but like, for the last while, I've gotten in the habit. It's like, need to beat off. Where's the computer? You know.
Well, I mean, it's a playground on there. Why not use it?
I know
the technology
exactly exists.
Use it.
But the biggest problem, though,
no one's judging you.
You've got too much, though. You've got too much selection these days.
I don't really think so, because like I'm not.
Well, no, and that some people are right. Like, you spend too much time just trying to find the right stuff.
Oh, I never need to find the right video. I find, like, every once in a while, I'm like, I browse through. I'm like, this is right up my alley. I, like, compile a bunch of videos that I may or may not watch in tabs, and then I just, like, go at it until whatever. You know, I'm not like, I need to find, like the pearl in this, like, stack of disgusting.
I need a redhead.
It's a bunch of people fucking, like, whatever. Just
a black
find something
guy
you can beat
and,
off to.
And, let's say, I don't know. Pick a third option, Pete.
Yeah. Anything, I can't deal with the lesbians thing. It's not my bag.
Well, they're faking it.
Yeah, I don't even know. Even if they're really into it, it doesn't, like, it's not for me.
Yeah, me neither, really, I guess. I guess it's kind of cool.
Maybe when I was, like, 13, I thought it was really awesome.
It's cool if you, like, want to be a chick, but I'm pretty sure I don't.
I don't know, Ryan.
It's kind of cool to be a girl.
Oh, dude, if I could be a girl for just a day, I would be such a slut. You know what I mean? I would like go to the grocery store.
Oh, see, like what type of stuff I could get.
Yeah, I would go to the grocery store and like, yeah, and I would just buy a bunch of cucumbers and I'd get a mirror and like play with my boobs all day and like masturbate a lot, like go out and like bang a bunch of dudes, like, yeah, see what I could get for free, see if I could like use my like,
however,
persuasive
however
female
though,
influence.
If you became a female for the day, you like the estrogen and all your hormones, you might just think totally differently. You might be not inclined to do stuff like that. I just like want to eat chocolate and like watch Lifetime and shit.
Like be a bitch and like go shopping.
Yeah, and like talk shit about a bunch of
about
girls.
Your best friends to like one of your other best friends,
quote unquote.
Also, bear in mind you could go that one day that you became a girl could be that one time during the month.
Ooh. Ryan pointing out a very poignant fact.
Yeah, that would stink. That would be terrible timing for this miraculous transformation.
I feel like if Kafka could rewrite Metamorphosis, it would be that, you know?
Yeah.
And it, instead of being a bug, he would come back as a chick on his period.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, this is awful!
It's just in the same book.
It's at the end.
Maybe it was a metaphor. I don't know. It was a really good book. Check it out. Kafka the Metamorphosis. Plug in Kafka, yeah. That's what we've been reduced to. Nick, come back.
Yeah, seriously, Nick.
We need structure, damn it.
We're now going to read the entire Metamorphosis book. Right?
Yeah, or are we Andy Kaufman now?
Yes. Yeah, but I'll do it in a silly voice.
Okay.
Oh, see, doesn't that sound like a good idea?
I wasn't feeling it, and then you said silly voice, and now I'm just totally at your whim.
Ugh.
I'm hanging on your every word, Glenn.
Oh,
I'm
no.
It's bound.
I'm just kidding. I burned that book years ago.
Oh, good. Good. Fahrenheit. Yeah,
Fahrenheit 9/11.
9/11.
That's even hotter than 451.
Much hotter.
Jesus.
Christ. now we're doing word association. That's good.
Bones.
If we had the bone drop, I would happily.
Or would you say consult? For
Consult. Check the wisdom of the corpse. I don't know. We've been through all this already, I'm sure.
I'm still holding on to a hit TV show from Fox.
It's true.
Or a movie with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. If you guys have actually checked out the Enhanced podcast of episode 55, you can see some great screenshots from the hit network TV show Bones.
Yeah, Ryan painstakingly tracked those down at the expense of his family.
Also using microfiche. Network TV microfiche.
Microfiche, dude. So hard.
Oh, man. Oh, so we were obviously in, today was the public funeral for Ted Kennedy. And
what did he ever do?
He killed that chicken.
He didn't call the police for like 2 days.
Are we all just like looking the other way on that, like nation? Like,
yeah.
I would be like, dear government, Chappaquiddick, love Glenn, like investigate, P.S. investigate, Chappaquiddick. All like you can just, dude, I wish I could just like get really loaded, drive around with some secretary I was nailing because she wasn't my wife, drive off a fucking bridge. Sorry to say fuck again. But then just get away with it. It's like, oh, yeah, you can be a
now
senator.
Now you're conscious of it, though. That's funny.
You can just be a senator until you die. You get, like, one of the most exalted positions in our fucking government.
I'm just curious. Why is it cool to be a senator for decades and decades and decades? Like, you're obviously kind of out of touch with a good chunk of the population at that age.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Well, it's probably a good thing for their sake so you don't kill them. You know what I mean?
And it was weird. I was watching some footage of the wake today, and there were a bunch of people just crying. Like people who obviously, like, you could tell weren't actually affected by him. I feel like people just need a reason to be sad. I don't know. I guess the Michael Jackson thing wasn't good enough for them.
The Michael Jackson thing.
The whole kick.
That was ridiculous. Yeah, so, sorry about that. That was a little dead air. That was bad radio.
That was. It was really bad.
Ryan, I can't, like, take a sip of a beer. You can't just throw a drop in there.
It's a trap!
Okay.
Okay.
I have to lean forward to drop.
It's a non sequitur.
I'm so gay for you, dude.
Okay, Ryan, just keep playing that, please.
Yeah, we like it.
What are you doing, Ryan? I can actually do that.
No, please.
Please do not.
You, dude. So gay for you.
Okay.
Dude.
All right, guys. This has been Cool Get Our Ticket. We'll see you guys in whenever the fuck Ryan stops playing this. And have a good night.
So gay for you.
All right. It looks like that's done.
Thank God.
I've taken the gun out of my mouth and aimed it at Ryan.
And hopefully so have all of you. But seriously, though,
should I pull the trigger? Please email me at Glenn at PNAC.
He's getting all his recognition and not one piece of like footage or coverage on it has mentioned the fact that he killed a girl.
Yeah, it's like, wow, you got to basically, maybe he like stole her life force or something, like they didn't allow him to live
or
for
even
this
like
long?
Or even put like a nice spin on it. I mean, just address that it happened, you know what I mean?
It's like, yeah, after like lowly beginnings, like killing chicks,
yeah,
now he's a senator. It's like, but he now he's
great,
dead.
He did great things for the great state of Massachusetts.
What did he do? Yeah, he brought home the bacon, probably. But
that's actually
it.
What I was noticing. Everyone's like, oh, he did great things, he passed a lot of laws, but nobody actually really. Well, people probably did say, like, these are the laws he, like, helped, like, architect, but still, everyone really did pass over the Chappaquiddick. But the thing that always kind of bothers me in the back of my head is they've known he's had brain cancer for, like, months, if not years, so they pre-wrote all these articles about him. It's like, oh, he died, click.
Oh, yeah, they do that. They write, they have, like, prefab obituaries for celebrities they know are, like, sick or dying or old, even.
Smart.
It is. Yeah, I wanna write obits for a living.
It'd be sweet if we were able to like sneak in and read it and then just like alter it a bit. Which he probably did. He probably killed the two guards guarding his obituary.
Yeah, he drove
because they need high security for
these.
He
drove his car right through the door and took them out.
Now does he get a flame like his brother? Because he's getting buried in Arlington.
No. He's too fat.
But his fat could fuel the flame. I mean, it's
well,
mostly
I mean, yeah,
oil.
That's what they're worried about.
Oh.
They're worried about that flame like
what, going on forever?
Yes, actually.
The worry about JFK's like possibly going out. Has anyone just ever like run up to JFK's like with
well,
a bucket,
I'm sure that's happened.
Bucket of water, just like looked around, you know, splash and run.
Yeah, but the thing is they have guards there.
But not at all times.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, at all times.
We went to the changing of the guard there in 8th grade. You remember that?
Oh, you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, there was like two fucking Nazis goose-stepping around.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and then they make
now, why? I mean, Kennedy was, you know,
yeah,
Kennedy.
Think of that shit. You have people on the payroll for 24 hours a day guarding a lamp in the ground.
I know.
They probably are getting, so you're saying on the clock every day you have two people working that are getting like $100,000 a year. But there's probably 8 of them because they have to cover the whole day. So that's 8 people making that's like $1 million a year and then benefits and then their fucking kids. Like, oh, think about how much money we're paying just because there's some like torch that needs to be guarded. Why don't you get a security camera?
No, but why?
What could they conceivably do? You have like propane being pumped out of the ground,
and like, then it's like not just like relight it.
Yeah,
it's just a lamp.
It can never go out. But I'm pretty sure those guns they have are like not loaded.
Is symbolism really that important?
I just also like to point out that when I blow out the light on my mom's stove, it relights itself. So yeah, I'm pretty sure they can engineer
a pilot
that
light. Yeah, I'm sure that technology's been around for like
it
80
must
years.
Have gone out. Like at
it
some
has
point.
To have. It has to have like. I'm sure,
so the symbolism
I'm
is
sure
dead.
I'm sure in the 80s.
Just like all the Kennedys.
Yeah, I'm sure in the 80s when the economy was just as bad as it is now, they maybe forgot to pay the gas bill for a little bit. And the flame went out and they're like, oh, fuck. Like
when Carter was president, it was like the shortage. They had to like borrow some. Like, yeah. All right, it's like, all right, the JFK's memorial lamp will be lit from like hours of 2 to 4. It's like those are the only hours Arlington will be open. Sorry for the inconvenience.
And during those times, the flame is just like a piece of newspaper like lit up.
See, they should go back to every president's grave and just like throw them a bone, you know, at least give them like a glow stick or some shit.
I think it would be really cool if they all had flames. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be bad.
I mean, why does Kennedy get like the special treatment?
See, I think that because he was assassinated, but so were like three other presidents.
Yeah,
like,
I'm just curious. Why are the Kennedy...
Where's
like,
Garfield?
What's with the Kennedy
flame?
Family? Will somebody explain the Kennedy family dynasty? Like, why are they so cool?
Because their
rich
dad was
Catholic.
Like a politician. Grandpa was a sleazy booze smuggler. He was like a bootlegger.
Mob connections, too.
Yeah, that's how he got all the booze smuggled in. So they got really loaded and managed to like... foist their way into politics, and then I don't know, like Jackie O was really hot and there was like a bunch of them in politics, so they became like this iconic bullshit,
and he banged like Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, he banged everyone, anything that wasn't like nailed down, which is surprising because he had like some serious fucking back problems. And that's another thing that really weirds me out about today, and like that was never covered in the media then, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, he's really fucked up, he's on a ton of pills, some days he has trouble walking. Never discussed. It's like, that's his business.
He also couldn't secrete hormones that let him deal with long-term stress.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, presidents can't deal with long-term stress
FDR,
medically.
Dude. FDR, like, did you ever see him, like...
Oh, yeah.
In like, a wheelchair? No, they didn't, like, talk about that shit at all. They're like, he has polio, we're going to shoot him from the waist up and never talk about it.
Yeah.
They modified his desk.
Meanwhile, now we know, like, where Obama's eating every night.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, every fucking, like, every stupid press conference, there's one annoying reporter who's like... So you still smoking cigarettes? How many cigarettes a day? He's like, look, I'm trying to quit. Every once in a while, I'll crack and have a cigarette or two. What's like secret security guard guy is going to be like, no, president, you can't bum a smoke. Like, get the fuck out of here. No, he's going to bum you a smoke every once in a while, like whatever. So he has a few cigarettes. I'd rather have him that than like the dude with the suitcase bomb, really agitated. I want his wife taking care of his balls and his wang, and I want him smoking all the cigarettes he needs. You know what I mean?
She is the 93 hottest girl.
Exactly.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
I mean, of course, if we had a list for Maxim, I'm sure like Kennedy would have been the top 10 like that night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like all in one like bed. It'd be one.
Era.
Era, get me some more Tom Collins's, era, and some broads, era.
Era, keep my flame lit forever, era.
Keep my era flame, era, lit for era. I mean, ever.
Do you think they had the obituary pre-read for him back then? Or, well, I guess, as we were just saying, it wasn't as media savvy back then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if we did, maybe it was like he had a flame that rocked all night and then would rock on through death. The end question mark. That's what I want my obituary to look like.
I want my obituary to read, he's seen a million faces and rocked them all, question mark.
As long as it isn't a question. Because any obituary with a question mark, which you will never see.
Dude, hold on. Fuck Bon Jovi, by the way, for having the tenacity for in one of his earlier albums to say that he's seen a million faces and he's rocked them all. Like, not one person went to his shows and was like, I mean, that was all right.
That was pretty good.
No, it's like, no, like, everyone like was, like, puking when they were leaving because he was just rocking too hard. Like, everyone's ears were bleeding. Like, all the news outlets, like, were just like, Bon Jovi, like, rock too hard.
You know what? I can buy it because I feel like everyone from New Jersey, like, feels that way.
Yeah, maybe if it's like, I've seen a million people from New Jersey and, like...
rock them all,
yeah,
from New Jersey.
Away. Yeah.
Seems like if there are a lot of guys from New Jersey, it's fairly easy to rock people from New Jersey.
Yeah.
We got a lot of artists from there. We got the Boss.
Boss. He's hanging out by the edge of town. By
some other guys from New Jersey.
Some
I don't
river.
Know
yeah, he's like in the seediest, like most like secluded part of like a populated area.
Yeah, and he's always at, you know, like the bar with the jukebox,
yeah,
and the dartboard.
Yeah, and he's like singing about like real men who make like $60 million a year churning out crap.
No, and somehow that is like apparently now classic Americana,
yeah.
New Jersey.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and it, another thing about The Boss, I've noticed he has some songs that just don't even have like chorus. Like the whole song is the chorus.
Yeah.
Like what's, I don't even know the name of the song because I can't understand what he's saying, but the one's like, should I be looper? You know that one?
No.
Over and over again. See we got in the world. And then just goes back to like, should I be, like the whole song.
I never, that's one thing about.
There isn't even like a solo or something.
I feel
something.
Like that's one thing about the era of like music he started in. People could just keep going. Like the songs didn't necessarily have to end.
Yeah. Once you ran out of stuff to say, it's like, just say the same stuff again.
Yeah. No, it's like, how about once you run out of stuff to say, song over, project done.
No, just
repeat the same
thing.
See,
because he was the boss. And when you're the boss, you can do what you want.
I guess.
Well,
I guess
this podcast has been pretty boss, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, yeah. Ryan, you wanna wish everyone a farewell?
I mean, you'll be making select appearances in the city near you, but
much
the
like
edge of town.
I'm trying to think who I can compare myself to.
The boss.
No, because the boss is still around.
Now's not the time for Dick Measuring.
Ted Kennedy, how about?
Like Ted Kennedy, I'll be back.
All right. The everlasting flame of Click It or Ticket going strong.
Take it easy, guys.
Good night.